The thing you really don't want to do is derail the rhythm. If a stumble causes you to just plain lose the beat, everybody knows that. If you happen to muff a note in the middle of going, that was about 10 notes a second roughly, and so if one instant teeny little thing happens a little bit muffled, you usually can get away with it to most people, but sure, Bill heard everyone and I heard everyone. Anyway, that's why it's a workshop and not a gig, an actual performance, because, you know, willing, if I was going to play that on stage, I'd have practiced it a whole lot more. But I think it's good to, for even really experienced players, to show that, you know, there's obstacles and difficulties along the way. And if you see something approaching perfection on stage, that's because it was very carefully practiced over a long period of time. It's not just a natural gift that somebody has. Like when you hear Bill running through those fiddle tunes like that, there's an amazing amount of work behind that, and then it looks effortless, but it's not effortless in reality. Back to you, Bill.
Gee, thanks, Pete. I feel like the color commentator at a sports event or something. There are three chairs here, and although Barry hasn't made it yet, we hope he will. I see a guy standing in the back of the room that you may have heard before. He played on stage yesterday with his band Old School Freight Train, or isn't that it's old school, right? Ben Krakauer up there. He came in second at the Merle Fest, and could we get Ben up here to, as a...
Sure. Oh, Barry's here. Oh, quick, while he's getting his banjo out. Quick. That's a pretty brisk walk there. That's looking good.
I didn't see him. There he is. I gave you a seat
before
I even knew you were here.
I'll
give you my seat.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Well, we were. Bill's just going to introduce Ben here to us.
Okay, let's go.
The magic solution. This is the Dear Abby solution, as I call it. Dear Abby, my husband always wants to watch this thing on TV, and I want to watch this other thing on TV, and he's so piggy about it and ruining our marriage. What should we do? Get another TV. Yes.
As Dr. Banjo, what do you think are the most important things that you need to pack in your doctor's bag before you leave our show?
Good question. My picks, my capo. definitely a set of extra strings. In fact, I brought along extra strings, because if you were to happen to break one, actually I have in every stage outfit, I have lives a first string, because that's the one most likely to break. And in fact, I have a certain kind of string made up, which I was even going to patent it and market it and everything like that, but for various business reasons it became impossible to actually do. But there's a loop on both ends of my strings. And instead of the hole now in the tuning peg there, I've tapped in just a little screw. Just find a small enough screw to fit right in that hole and stay put. So I just put that loop over the screw head. And the strings that GHS makes me are sized properly, so when I break a string on stage, you just get rid of both parts. There's no unwinding something especially. And then I get the new string out, and it just hooks onto both ends, and I start tightening, and people say, how did you do it so fast? So that's one reason I want it. Also, I don't have to carry clippers, and I never have to thread the needle, which is hard in the middle of a stage show. You might not be just in the mood to find the little hole and put the little string end through. So in any way you can possibly be ready to play right in tune at the beginning of every song, and not create even more banjo jokes by taking a long time to tune, you do it. Now, there's a lot of little onboard tuning devices, and the little one I was using there, it's great because it's onboard and it runs on a battery and it's hardly even noticeable. But the one I bring along without fail to any important gig, or even just about any gig at all, is a big bulky strobe tuner that's about this big and very fragile. And I bring it along, and I pack all sorts of stuff around it in the suitcase. And when I'm on stage with Hot Rise, I have it right by me, and even in the middle of a song, I can check a note, and it gives a completely accurate and completely fast answer in a split second, and then I make the adjustments needed. And as I capo from song to song, or change my tuning around, like when you drop the fourth string into C tuning, it will throw out all the other notes because it changes the amount of tension that's on the neck. A big, heavy fourth string will, when it relaxes, will let the bow in the neck sort of flatten out a little bit and changes the other tuning. So if I go into C tuning, I have to tune five strings real fast, and I try to get it done before the applause is done on the previous number. But if I still need time, I let Nick, our MC, know I need about 20 more seconds, and then he always thinks of something to say. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's get some. Ben, would you like to go? You were invited, so why don't we get you to play us a tune, and we'll get over to Barry.
All right. This is a tune called Angelina Baker.
Yeah.